In the port of Dajin, fishing boats return from increasingly troubled waters. Close to the border between north and south, there's been a recent rise in artillery firing drills out to sea by North Korea. People here are reluctant to talk about the dangers, but like this fisherman, admit they're concerned about the impact on their livelihoods. These women say they could hear the shelling.
When I heard the artillery shells, I was wondering if a war was about to break out.
Life becomes difficult if North Korea keeps firing artillery. How can the fish survive?
The drills have been in protest against a return this year to joint military exercises between South Korean and US forces. It's divided opinion here, with this demonstration in Seoul by Japanese and South Korean religious and civic groups warning the saber rattling could lead to a wider confrontation.
Now the Korean Peninsula is becoming a powder keg for a new Cold War that could expand to a confrontation between China and America.
Last week, North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile and dozens of short-range weapons, one of which has been recovered. One of the missiles flew over the de facto maritime border, landing in the seas close to South Korea's territorial waters, the first time that's happened since the peninsula was partitioned, and further raising tension levels on it. As a precaution, fishing boats were told to return to port.
The Navy and the Coast Guard urgently asked us to stop fishing, and some boats had to abandon their nets.
In a sign of increasing brinksmanship, South Korean fighter jets responded by firing missiles of their own across the dividing line. This corner of South Korea had hopes of benefiting from the friendlier relations of recent years as it straddles one of the main roads for inter-Korean exchanges. That road, like chances of reconciliation, seemingly not heading anywhere. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Gosong County, South Korea.